Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course,
in trouble.
Angela Butler.
Please try again later. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Hello, listeners. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and today's interview is with Dr. Alveda King, who is niece of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. She is his niece, and also Dr. King's father is Mr. A.D. King, and he was married to Naomi Barbara King, and she is her mother. How you doing, Dr. King?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, good.
Great. Dr. King, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
It's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor for me, too. Dr. King, I've been studying up on you and searching your career for a while now, and I've been a lot of your topics when I see in the media has been about Planned Parenthood. And why are you against Planned Parenthood? Would you let the people listening know?
Well, you know, listeners, I early on, because many years ago I had two abortions and one in 1970 and 73, and my doctor at the time was kind of on the board or advisory board of Planned Parenthood and referred me to Planned Parenthood and they would help me. But what he meant by help was giving me, like, shots and pills or helping me with abortions and things like that. And back in those days, they would just say the baby was a blob of tissue. And so I tried to listen to that, and it was very detrimental to my health. It killed my babies and things like that. My grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., who's the daddy of my dad, A.D. King, my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., and all of that. So granddaddy, my mother wanted an abortion in 1950. She wanted a DNC. Abortion was illegal back then. And he told her, that's not a lump of flesh. That's my granddaughter. No, you can't do that. So anyway, we moved forward. And then in 1970 and 73, I had secret abortions, and they were still saying that was a lump of flesh, a blob of tissue. It was the best thing a woman could do. Protect her own career and her life or her happiness. But none of that was true. And then we later found out that the Depo-Provera shots are very bad for your health. The birth control pills are linked to strokes and high blood pressure and certain kinds of cancer. The abortions are linked to breast cancer and cervical cancer. So all of these services that Planned Parenthood has given, now the services are bad for your health. So we were trying to get that information out, and the more I put it out, and the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, said colored people are like weeds and they need to be exterminated, but we don't want that word to get out. So if you consider all of that, then Planned Parenthood is not as much a friend to women as they pretend to be.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you compare I've been reading your websites and different YouTube videos, like I said, and studying up on things. You use the word genocide. Why do you consider abortion a form of genocide?
Well, if Margaret Sanger and her team is still going on, you have various people like Abby Johnson, who worked for Planned Parenthood, and she said they would abort more black babies than any other babies if they could. And they were trying to lower the population of black people. So So if you have an agency whose goal is to eliminate the number of black people being born, which they do, that is absolutely genocide. And a lot of people don't know that. And so we just felt like people needed to know the truth. So we've been working to get the truth out. When I say we, I'm an evangelist of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I'm also director of African American Outreach with Priests for Life. And maybe that's, you might have been on my website. So,
yes, I have. Yes, I have. Priests for Life. Yes, I've been studying up on it. And for those of you who would like to know about her website, it is www.priestsforlife. I think it's .com or .org. Am I correct?
.com or .org. Both would actually work.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, as the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the daughter of Mr. A.D. King, do you believe...
A.D. King, that's Reverend A.D. King.
Yes, ma'am, I apologize for that, Reverend A.D. King.
They were preachers, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Do you believe Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be for Planned Parenthood?
Well,
as it stands today?
They said in 1966, Planned Parenthood had to give Uncle ML, as we called him, an award called the Margaret Sanger Award. And he did not attend the ceremony. He didn't write the speech. His wife went. She was like Mrs. Barbara Bush and Mrs. Laura Bush. And they are pro-abortion or pro-choice. And Mrs. Coretta Scott King was. But the husbands, all three of them, President Bush, Daddy Bush, W. Bush Jr., are pro-life. So their wives supported that agenda, but they did not. So Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And how can the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety? And so he asked the question: how can the Negro survive if we murder the children?
Okay. All right. Yes, I understand that. And you're saying that Planned Parenthood or something similar to Planned Parenthood was telling you that that the unborn child baby was a
blob of tissue. Planned Parenthood used that term too. Oh, it's just a blob of tissue. Mm-hmm.
They were telling you. Oh, okay. All right. So when you learned the truth, is that what made you want to help other women or inform other women, give them an informed decision, not just a choice, but an informed one?
Well, my grandfather, Martin Luther King Sr., and the baby's father, I got pregnant again. I had one living baby, two abortions and a miscarriage, and I was dating another man that I would marry and have five children with. I was going to abort our first baby. And Daddy King and the baby's daddy said, no, that this is a baby. It's a person. So I did listen to them. But in 1983, and that's when it really changed, I was born again. I became a born-again Christian, and I realized that I had been involved in the deaths of three little babies, innocent babies. I tell you that as time went by, and as a born-again Christian over the last, since 83 till now, I've been telling the truth about abortion, and abortion kills babies, hurts women, it disrespects the fathers of the babies, it destroys family, and it's very bad for society.
Okay.
It's not a civil right. It's not a civil right. Abortion is a civil wrong. So that we've been lied to, we've been tricked. Yeah.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. So you're just trying to put the truth out there, not only because you've experienced it yourself and learned the truth, but also because you're a minister.
I'm a minister. I care that the souls and the family stop suffering. And there are many, many hundreds of women have died from harmful abortion. And a lot of times they won't report. They'll sneak them to the hospital. They're bleeding to death. Just look up Tanya Reeves as a star. I think Tanya was in Chicago. And I have of a boy, and there are many of them.
Okay. All right. So understand your passion for that and your concern. And I was not aware that it was that many Black American women receiving abortion. So I started doing some research.
Over 30 million, about 6 million, legally since 1973 in America that have been reported. So you know there are more. Almost 30 million of them are Black, you see. So nearly half of them are Black babies, and we have the lowest population in America, Black people do. And a lot of these clinics, facilities, are near streets named after Martin Luther King and that kind of thing. So it's just bad. It's bad. It's bad business. There's a book by Janet Morana called Recall Abortion, and I wish you would check that out.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I understand your passion for that, like I was saying. You're on YouTube, too, and you speak passionately about, you know, your own, not necessarily some of your own experience. And you talk a little bit to me on YouTube, it sounds like a little bit emotional when you said that women do regret abortion.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I definitely I regret abortion. So I would say that women do regret abortion, and the fathers do, and the father of my aborted and miscarried child. So we regret it. And it's okay to repent, admit, and move forward. That's part of what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's what your advice would be for women who've already had abortion.
Yes, too. And to visit SilentNoMoreAwareness.org, Rachel's Vineyard.org. That's where I went formerly. I've been healed by God, of course, just through prayer and God's forgiveness, but I went to Rachel's Vineyard for healing. So I just want you to know that God forgives, that's health and healing. We don't want to indict the mothers. A lot of the people that used to do the abortions have repented as well, and they have been healed. So this is a good time to just confess and repent, like the woman at the well, woman caught in the act. Moses killed somebody. Abraham lied. David had sex with his general's wife and then had the general Uriah the Hittite killed. So people do things. And nobody's perfect. People ask questions about my dad, for example, A.D. or Uncle M.L. Did they do this or did they do that? Well, human beings, we make mistakes and we sin. And that's why Jesus came into the world, to deliver us from that pitiful state. And once he does that and Jesus is in your heart, you're a new person. So I just tell people, let's be brand new. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, Dr. Elvita King, you were elected a representative for the 28th District in the Georgia House of Representatives, and Fulton County was a part of the district. Will you ever run for a political office again?
I doubt it. God, I'm an evangelist now, and on YouTube, I hope some of my music videos are out there. You can hear me singing Heaven Comes to Me, or you can hear my song that I wrote, Let Freedom Ring. You can hear me singing, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm really not proclaiming the goodness of God and inviting people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So I just don't see any room in the future for running for office again. I was a presidential appointee, and I held a state legislative office for 2 terms, and those were really wonderful times. But now I'm out on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you for coming on.
Get my book, King Rules, KingRules, and it'll answer some more of your questions. King Rules, you can just kind of get it out there, Amazon or somewhere, and we'd be happy to, I hope people enjoy that. I believe it can answer some of those questions. You can look it up at King Rules Book. .com, RULES, KingRulesBook.com.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Elvita King, for allowing me to interview, and hopefully one day you will have time to come back to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
All the best. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Dr. King.
All right,
everyone. Yes, ma'am. You've been listening to Dr. Alveda King. As she was talking about some different websites, she also has a blog, website blog and blog, and the URL is www.priestforlife.org. And this blog has a lot of information. You can also purchase my book, Charles and Melinda, on all online websites. I also have a pre-release book through Print House called Inspirational Short Stories. It's in Kindle. Everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good afternoon. And thank you, Dr. Alveda King, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.